Head over to the livestock side, cattle futures. Is there some optimism we might see cash early this week?
Well, I think so. The futures, you know, was nicely higher early and now have traded lower. In fact, we've had December fats almost a dollar lower. They're back 65 lower at the present time, but December futures go off the board here. So they come to an end, and, of course, that then leaves the February as lead contract. Well, it's running a $1.15 discount or so, a $1.10 discount to the December. So you get an expiration of a lead contract, and it may just give the February fat some enthusiasm to try to lift. Now, there hasn't been much trade, as far as I know, yet this week. You know, the asking prices is around 165, 166, and, of course, you know, over 260, maybe 262 in the meat. But as yet, we haven't seen packers step up to the plate and buy. Still, the product has made a turnaround here. It started late last week on Friday, and then yesterday, the first Friday, it was the select that was quite strong. We only moved like 30 loads. But then yesterday, the choice came along with it. Now the next thing will be if the feeder index can stabilize. It looks to me like it's slowing its pace descending. So maybe it'll hold here, start to stabilize, and try to turn back up. The packer is still killing in the red, and albeit not near as much as he once was. And I know that I'm not sure if that takes into account the hide and offal and what have you, but once the packer goes into killing in the black, he usually does not go back into the red very soon. And he's been in the red a long time. In fact, I think the longest period that I can ever really recall. So that said, I think that the packer, after the turn of the year, we're going to have to really watch and see what happens here. Normally, you would look for the market to turn and strengthen in the cattle market, especially feeder cattle, but in the fats too, as we go into January, and then maybe catch the latter part of January and then drop off into February. But we'll see what happens. This feeder market, you know, if you look at a chart, Susan, on, say, March feeders, for example, it could be Jan's too, you know, about a week, well, it would be the week before Christmas, you came straight down and had a spike low. And then the market turned and it rallied. And then, in fact, it was the week before Christmas that we did that because we put our low in on a Thursday. And then we rallied for about three trading days. And then we tipped over, and down we came last week, and we got very close to that low, but we couldn't get it out on Friday because limit down 450 points was all it could do, and that was getting close. So we took the March feeders, and we got down to a low, for example, of 208.50 on the 26th. And on the 18th, we had a low of 207.75. Both of them, before the day was done, the market rallied sharply, and both of them left singleton bottoms with some time frame between them. Usually, if a market's rallying and you have that on the reverse side where you're rallying up and then you drop off and then about 3 or 4 days later you come back up and look at it and spike down again, you know, leaving two spikes up there, we call them rabbit ears. Well, this is like, and that's very bearish. This would be in the reverse. It looks like we have two rabbit ears underneath the feeder cattle. And if that is the case, then cattle should, and we have to remember, feeders did close lower for the week last week after having made a higher high. So what are you going to do this week? Take out last week's high or last week's low? Well, we've gotten up to 217 here today, 217.95, and the high of last week was 219.47. So the market, to me, needs to catch here and start back up probably either tomorrow or Friday. If it does not, and we have an inside range week, which could it could try to pull that off, I guess, and it closes near the high side of the week, that would probably portend that the market's still going to try to move on. But if the market's any good at all this week, it really ought to try to go get the high of last week because we certainly did not take out the low just yet.